This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. We continue this week to honor ESPN Ithaca's Teams of the Decade presented by CNS Companies. And this week, we honor the 2019 Marathon Boys Soccer Team that won the New York State Class D Boys Soccer State Championship. Chip Stewart joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Our conversation with him presented by Mijo's Bar and Grill. And Chip, what made this team so good, but also so dominant out there on the soccer field?
Well, I think the first thing is we were experienced. I mean, we had we lost about four or five seniors off the previous team, probably three starters. You know, and we knew, you know, our defense was going to be good. I think in 2018 we only gave up about 12 goals, and we knew we could score goals because we had basically all of the dominant offensive players from the previous year back, you know, with Cameron Nielsen and Diego Castellot as the main two. And I think we scored 111 the year before. And then 2019, I think we went 110 and 4 and 5 against. So, you know, it starts with that.
And that state championship game, it was the 1-0 victory over Mount Academy. Ian Gasek scores the goal in the first half. What's going through your mind with that much game left and you guys have the 1-0 lead?
Well, having been there in the Final Four nine previous times and three other championship games, I was not counting my chickens, period. especially, you know, we weren't playing on the best surface either. I mean, the grass field down there in Middletown wasn't that good. And Lansing had just played Rhinebeck in the previous game right in front of us. So they tore it up pretty good. So footing was not a premium. But, you know, it really come down as the game went on. And we got down to about 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes left to go. We ended up giving them a restart just outside the 18. And I go into my assistant coaches, Fred Morrison and Aubrey Brown. I says, you know, what can go wrong now? Because this is the time when something foolish is going to happen. But I don't think they really got a quality shot, but we deflected outside. And I think they got a corner and they sent a good ball into the box. And I think, Max Preps has a great picture of it, but Kenyon Depew is up fully extended making a catch, and here's the Mount Academy guy who's slipping in between Jared O'Shea and one of the outside marking backs. I don't know if it was Michael Hoyt or Joey Hulbert, and this player, he's eyeballing that ball, and that's a header, and he's got an open look if he gets past Kenyon, but Kenyon, to his credit, made a great catch. You know, and he was big, 6'2", 3'4", whatever in that range. It helped at that time. But, you know, we were, wondering what was going to go wrong at the end rather than what was going to go right.
Well, when it did finally go right for you and there were zeros on the timer and you ended up getting that first state championship win, what was that moment like? Because, you know, especially for you, somebody who had been or has been with the program for as long as you have and somebody who's been in the position to potentially win a state championship. You mentioned it. You've fallen short just a couple of times. So what was that like for you to finally get that monkey off your back?
Well, there was a few emotions going on at that time. The first one was relief. You know, hey, we finally got it done. You know, and the second was just, so grateful to this group of kids that they were able to get it done. And then thinking back to the previous teams, the kids that, you know, who started this whole mess that we, you know, the good mess, I want to say, of getting us involved in, you know, these type of games and whatnot, but yet just coming short, you know, and it was just a program win, you know, and then thinking back to my good friend, knowing that I should have been tackled, because I have always said this, that I miss that, Coach Heck wasn't around, because we always dreamed about being in Middletown or the Final Four together at different classifications and walking off the field as champions together. But I know he'd have been the first one running across there tackling me at the end of that game, just congratulating me. So those were the kind of the emotions that were going through me, you know. But I was so glad for this group of kids because they did put in some time, and they were just such a great group to coach. They got along. We didn't have a fight. you know, there's times when you have teams, you got some internals, just like a family, you know, somebody's bickering about something, you know, and we didn't have any of that. You know, it was just, you know, everybody got along. Now, I'm not saying kids weren't disappointed if they weren't playing enough, but they certainly weren't outwardly expressing it, you know, and then that led to great chemistry and good things happen.
And you mentioned earlier the field quality. That was one thing that stands out in my memory about this game. It was sloppy. It was muddy. It was just a, I mean, those white jerseys were not white by the end of that game. That's for sure. No. So did that play
for us? It was kind of our kind of field. I mean, we're mudders. I mean, we don't, and the kids will tell you, and they get real angry with me. We don't practice inside very often. Even when it's pouring and whatever, we go out in our grid area or whatever, but we're outside. We're doing it. We're practicing in that type of weather conditions and whatnot. Now, would it have been a better game on turf? Yes. Would the outcome maybe been different? Maybe. So I'm not complaining about that muddy field, especially now.
Chip Stewart with us here on VTL, head coach of the 2019 Marathon Boys soccer team that won the New York State Championship as part of ESPN Ithaca's Teams of the Decade presented by CNS Companies and Mijo's Bar and Grill. When you kind of look back now, besides winning the state championship, is there a memory from that season that, you know, really lasts with you and leaves an impression, something other than winning that Class D crown?
You know, again, I talked about the chemistry, but I think, you know, even though we played well in the final, I think our best game that we played all year was the regional final when we played Poland, and it was just unbelievable the game we had. I mean, you know, and thank God their goalie played well because it could have really got to 8-9-0. We moved the ball, and it was just, I'm just sitting over there watching this, and it was just like you're in awe of the team, how well we're doing. And again, I think it was experience. We'd been in that game the previous year, beating Cincinnati, which never breaks our heart, you know. And but it was just that game kind of was where the epitome of the whole season. But to pinpoint any one particular game or whatnot, we played in spurts. Like we got off like Dryden game, bang, we got off the bus. They come off, and we got on them in a hurry. And it was game over really by halftime. I think it was 3-0 at halftime. And, you know, then Dryden kind of, and I'm not saying that Dryden isn't a good team because they were. I just think we caught them at a good time and we started fast and things happened, you know. And, but we, you know, when you're led by seven seniors who are all pretty classy kids, not to mention their academics were outstanding, you know, so we could do things as far as on an intellectual level too. You know, we set pieces and do things that I hadn't been able to do with previous teams just because they couldn't grasp some of the concepts you'd like to get them. So, but you know, those are the things. I don't know if I could pinpoint just one.
And you mentioned the Poland game. That I was on the call for that game. It was as dominant as it gets, as you mentioned. That was a fantastic performance. But another game I was on the call for was the draw you had against Lansing. The only blemish on your record that season was a draw against Lansing. So what did you learn from a tightly contested game with such a good team like Lansing?
Well, one, we needed to finish off opportunities because we had opportunities in that game to win that game. And so did they, but I thought we had more shots and more corners. And I thought for the whole game, I thought we possessed the ball a little bit more than they did. But they got the one crack, and that kid finished a great shot. You know, but then we were resilient because it wasn't too long after that we came back and we scored. And I believe it was Braden Morrison on a header. And it was, you know, then it was 1-1, and then you're just trying to survive and make sure you don't. The worst thing you want to do is lose in overtime. You know, you've worked this hard. And, you know, we hadn't beaten. You know, we haven't been in too many games with Lansing over the previous probably 10 years, even though we beat them, I think, in 16 or 17, right after Adam's demise there, passing. But you know, just to be resilient, and I think that was the only time we were down all year, and to come back that and really come back relatively quickly. I'd have to look at the book to see what time the scoring was, but I think it wasn't less than 10 minutes after that. I don't think that we scored again. So, but that, you know, that was a great game. Lansing's always a great rival. You know, they're an opponent that you have to be prepared for. And I, you know, we did some little things right, and you know, but you know, they're going to reload, and we're we got some work to do to be back. The well's going dry a little bit. So
one thing that I do appreciate about your program, though, is, you know, the closeness of it. And by that, I mean, in some ways, it's kind of like a family affair. You've coached pairs of brothers. You've coached, I'm sure, some of these players' fathers at some point or another. What does it say about the community support and the passion for the game of soccer that that Marathon has?
Well, I mean, I you hit it on the head. It's a community event. I have former players that run a lot of the youth programs and do a lot of the indoor stuff with the kids. I try to stay out of it because I've always wanted my kids to get coached by different people to get a different perspective. So when they come to me, either they say, wow, I'm glad I'm playing for Coach Stewart, or boy, that Coach Stewart is a real pain in the butt. But I want them to have a different perspective. But overall, you know, I mean, the following we get is unbelievable. You know, and I tell the kids right in August, I says, you know, you're going to get people coming out early just because they're family members. But if you win and you're doing some good things, you're going to have people over here you've never seen before. And they're alumni, they're former players, they're people concerned, community members that just want to be on the train. And all of a sudden, you can just see the crowd swell, especially as the postseason went on. I mean, the crowd we had up in the Poland game was unbelievable, but the crowds we had down in Middletown were fantastic.
It's something special over there at Marathon. Yeah. Chip, as always, we really appreciate the time. It was great catching up with you and great chatting and looking back at that state championship win for you and the guys here a couple of years ago.
Well, that's greatly appreciated. And I said it then, too. You know, we the media, the last few years, the newspapers and stuff are kind of dwindling out as far as coverage. The Cortland Standard does awesome for us. But you guys that year, you know, I got to know your photographer, John. And then, of course, you guys as the announcers, it was fantastic. And you treated us great. And the kids enjoyed it. And it was fantastic just to have the notoriety from you guys. And we greatly appreciate it.
Well, we do, too. We appreciate those kind words. Be well, Chip, okay?
You, too. Stay safe.